an inescapable penalty, and a longed-for salvation. Men are opposed to God in their sin, and God is opposed to men in His holiness. J.I. Packer. It was a crowded morning in Starbucks. I was standing with several customers who formed two parallel lines leading toward the counter. As my turn came to step forward and order coffee, the young man serving me smiled and said, "Hey, how are you?" For a number of years, I've been giving a particular response to that frequent question. I do it as a way of preaching the gospel to myself every day. I've also found it at times to be an effective opening for sharing the gospel with others. I used the words again that morning in Starbucks. "Better than I deserve," I answered. Immediately, the guy behind the counter began challenging my self-assessment. He was moved, I think, by compassion and a genuine concern that I was unreasonably deficient in my self-worth. When I didn't buy his assurances, he seemed irritated. Finally, he challenged me, "Have you killed anybody?" "No," I told him. "No, I haven't killed anybody." But I went on to talk about how serious my sin was. In that brief moment, I was able to introduce him to the doctrine of human sinfulness. Worse than lepers. Partway through the conversation, I turned to my right. The lady in the next line was staring at me, with a look as if to say, "I'd recommend decaf." In fact, the entire place seemed to be listening to my explanation. I concluded by simply telling the young man, as I approached the point of tears, "I'm a sinner, and I need a savior." And I meant it. The conversation was ever so brief. When that moment was over, people around me seemed to gradually divorce themselves from what they'd heard and to return to whatever had earlier occupied their minds and hearts, still sadly unaware, I suspect, of how much they also need a savior, and unaware of what an unfathomable miracle it is that God allows their hearts to keep on beating. R.C. Sproul wrote that the most perplexing theological question is not why there's suffering in this world, but why God tolerates us in our sinfulness. Considering how our sin must appear in the pure sight of the righteous and holy God who created us, why are we even still here, alive and breathing? God's mercy is indeed an incredible mystery. Luke tells us of the time while Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem, and he encountered 10 lepers. From a distance, they begged him for mercy. Knowing of their condition, we easily understand their desperate cry. Yet our own innate condition is far more serious than leprosy. In Starbucks, I was surrounded that morning by lepers, fellow lepers, who were born with a spiritual disease infinitely more subtle and sinister and aberrant than any leprosy or cancer or virus ever known.